Masech Berachot, Perek Vav, Mishnah Chet. This Mishnah is going to cite a three-way machloket in terms of how Berach Aharona works, how the blessing after one eats food, how that works, and in terms of what foods one eats. Mishnah says, Achal te'enim, anavim, v'nimonim. Somebody ate figs, grapes, or pomegranates, and really this includes any of the seven species that the land of Israel is praised for, like we discussed in previous Mishnayot. If he has any of those, Mevarech aharehen shalosh berachot divrei Rabban Gamliel. A person has to say three berachot after eating that, according to Rabban Gamliel, bekatabazon, like we know it, because of the achalta ve'sabata uberachta. So we see within this one pasuk the command of the achalta ve'sabata uberachta. When you eat and you get satiated, you need to bless. And then the end of that same pasuk, you have to thank Hashem al haaretz hatova for the good land that He's provided you with. So therefore, says Rabba Gamliel, Birkat Mazon, V'achalta V'sabata, U'berachta, also applies to the food, the fruits that the land of Israel was blessed with. That's the first opinion. Mishnah continues and says, V'hachamim omrim, Beracha hat, me'en shalosh. Hachamim say, no, we have one Beracha that is me'en shalosh, that is an abridged version of the previous three Berachot of Birkat Mazon. So that's what Hachamim hold, and that's what we know as Ala Mehya, or al ha'etz, or al ha'per, or al ha'gefen, v'al p'ya gefen, depending on what item someone is going to eat. If he's going to be having something from grain, mezonot, an ounce of that, he would say al ha'mehya v'al kalkala. If he's having revi'it, three ounces of wine, he would say al ha'gefen v'al p'ya gefen. If he's having an ounce of any of the species of Israel, he would say al ha'per, he would say al ha'perot. Okay, that's the breakdown of what one says according to Hachamim. Mishnah finishes off with Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Rabbi Akiva omer, Afilu achal shelak vehu mezono mevarech acharav shelosh berachot. Rabbi Akiva says the other extreme opinion, that even if a person is having some sort of cooked vegetable, shelakot, he could say birkat hamazon on that shelakot. Birkat hamazon doesn't only apply on bread, says Rabbi Akiva. He says it's on anything that yokovea seudah. If this is your meal, and you're having it, even though it's a vegetable, it's not one of the species of Israel, it's not bread, whatever it may be, he still says Berkat HaMazon on that, according to Rabbi Akiva, because he says, Ve'achalta. This pasuk, Ve'achalta ve'sabata uberachta. Ve'achalta is general. It's going on anything that you eat. If you eat anything, and that's your meal, therefore, and you got satiated from that meal, you're going to say Berkat HaMazon on that. Mishnah continues, it says, Hashote ma'im le'same'o, somebody drinking water in order to quench his thirst, he says on that, as opposed to, says the Bar Tenura, if he's saying in order to help him get food down his throat, or in order to get medicine down his throat for whatever reason that may be. And since water really has no taste, so there's no pleasure, there's no enjoyment from water, the only enjoyment one gets is if he's quenching his thirst. Therefore, it has to be for that specific reason that he's drinking it in order to say the beracha. Mishnah finishes off with the Bitarfon omer, Morei nefashot rabot. Bitarfon disagrees. He says, no, I don't think you should say shehakol niyabidvaro on water. Rather, I think you should say Morei nefashot rabot. Morei nefashot rabot is really what we say at the end of eating, after one has shehakol or anything that doesn't warrant Birkat HaMazon or Me'en Shalosh. The Bitarfon says, water is a crucial item that we need to live. And we're just going to say shehakol niyabidvaro. It's a more insignificant type of beracha. So Rabbi Tarfon would say, you need to say, borei nefashot rabot v'hesronan, that Hashem created all of these nefashot, all of these creatures, all these creations, v'hesronan, and whatever they lack, whatever they need, and this is taking care of that lack. So Rabbi Tarfon says, you have to say, borei nefashot rabot, and we know normative halacha, we only say, Birkat HaMazon on bread, we say ala mechya, or ala perot, or ala gefen on one of the seven species of Israel, having mezonot, or having wine, then borei nefashot for an ounce of anything else. This perek is going to be discussing the laws of zimun. As we said previously, when it comes to Birkat HaMazon, we have three berachot with the oraita, and one beracha with the rabbanan. But if a group of people are eating together, they have to do something called zimun. We have to bless together the one whose food we ate from. It elevates the status of the berachot, and it brings the group together as one. So now, if you have Shelosha she'achlu ke'ahad, Mishnah says, chayavim lezamen. There are three people who eat together as one unit. They're obligated in the law to do zimun before they say b'kat hamazon. Achal demay u'ma'aseh nishol shenitla terumato u'ma'aseh sheni ve'ekdesh shenifdu. These laws are going to get complicated for a moment, but I'll just give a very brief introduction to them. Whenever anybody eats anything that's grown in Eretz Yisrael, they have to give various forms of donations from that food before it's consumed. They have to give Terumah Gedolah 2% of what they grow. They have to give directly to a Kohen first. Whatever remains, they have to give Ma'aser Nishon to a Levi, 1/10 of the remainder to a Levi. Then, depending on the year, they have to give either Ma'aser Sheni, which is 1/10 they have to bring to Jerusalem and eat it over there, or redeem the money and bring the money to Jerusalem and spend it over there, or Ma'aser Ani. They have to take that 10th on certain years and give it to poor people. And then, going back to Ma'aser Rishon, which was the second thing we mentioned, which is given to a Levi, 1/10 to a Levi, the Levi then has to give 1/10 of that to a Kohen, which is called Terumat Ma'aser. If any of that isn't done, if any of that is not done, the food is called Tevel, and it is prohibited to eat with the Oraita from the Torah. Someone who doesn't know the laws, we have to assume that he didn't give Tirumotu Ma'asrot, and we call that Demai. So that's the first situation of the Mishnah. Achal Demai. The person ate Demai. Can he be counted as a part of the group of three? Or Ma'aser Ishon, Shinitla Tirumato, or Ma'aser Ishon. That's the second thing we mentioned, which was 1/10 that was given to a Levi. But, and he gave 1/10 to the Kohen like he was supposed to. But the commentaries get into this and they say, but the original Tiruma Gedola, the original 2%, was not given to a Kohen. And the third scenario, Ma'aser Sheni Ve'Hekdesh Yifdu. Or you have Ma'aser Sheni and Hekdesh. We have this Ma'aser Sheni, which as we said, certain years you bring your food to Jerusalem and you redeem it and you eat it over there, or you redeem it for money. So here it's talking about when you're redeeming it for money. When you redeem it for money, you have to add 20% to that amount and then bring the money and spend it in Jerusalem. So here, the guy didn't add the 20%. And you have a shamash, a servant or a server who ate some bread while he was working, that kuti. And a kuti is a group of people who lived in Eretz Israel who converted to Judaism, but they didn't fully practice all the laws. We're allowed to do zimun with these people who had these various situations because the food that they're eating wasn't food of avera. After the fact, it was something that was okay that they did. And the Mishnah has the next case over here. Aval achal tevel, but the person ate tevel. Tevel goes with the oraita. The food that Ma'aser did not get him from. Ma'aser ishon shemoni tela terumato. This is talking about, not to get too into detail over here, but if a person, the Ma'aser Rishon was taken, Kohen Levi got the Ma'aser Rishon, and he gave the Tirumat Ma'aser to the Kohen. But in terms of Tirumat Gedolah, for whatever reason, because of the item was fully processed, he's obligated to give the Tirumat Gedolah, and he didn't. As opposed to the last case, he wasn't obligated to give the Tirumat Gedolah because it wasn't processed. Ma'aser Sheni Hekdesh Yelo Nifdu, or you have Ma'aser Sheni Hekdesh, that were redeemed. As we said, the Ma'aser Sheni has to be in Jerusalem. Here's a situation where a person ate it outside of Jerusalem when he wasn't allowed to. The shamash she'achal pachot mekazayit. Or you have a shamash, a servant who ate less than a kazayit. The obed kohanim, or somebody who is not Jewish, and b'zaminin aleihem, you cannot include them in your zimun. These last two scenarios of shamash she'achal pachot mekazayit is obvious, but in order to mirror the first part of the Mishnah, it added in that piece also, because obviously if he's not eating a kazayit, you can't do zimun with you. And the obed kohanim also, you have to have somebody who's a Jew. So that's only to mirror the case of the kutim. Can't do zimun with these individuals.